It's 7 minutes to 11 now.
Producing the current Riding High series and Letter to Blanche. The production house has now signed a co-production deal with two French and Canadian companies for 12 movies. The deal includes each film being screened in 300 movie theatres in the United States. The first, The Climb, stars English actor John Hurt and is already underway in Auckland. Director Bob Swaim is impressed with New Zealand's facilities and its industry talent. Swaim is best known for his 1986 film Half Moon Street, starring Sigourney Weaver and Michael Caine. He's worked in Hollywood and England and is based in France, where he's won numerous awards for his work. He admits being surprised by the sophistication of the industry here.
Whether it's special effects, whether it's lighting, whether the crews are extremely fast too. You know, they're not as, I think they're faster than American crews. They're as good or better than French crews. I shouldn't say that, but I mean, really, I think this country is absolutely ready to compete on an international basis.
Bob Swaim says the industry could become a backlot for American studios.
They'll come downhill, they'll make films. I think the Europeans, the French, who I'm working for, are very, very kind of seduced and enchanted by this country and definitely see the possibilities. And the French producer who came down with me here is totally amazed. I mean, he says to me every day, this is amazing. We couldn't get this kind of stuff in France.
However, Bob Swaim says New Zealand-made films such as The Piano and Once Were Warriors show a distinct New Zealand personality, and he warns against losing this identity. Tom Parkinson, head of Isambard Productions and executive producer of the 12 new films, says he's looking both here and overseas for the actors, directors and writers they need.
Yeah, there's Alan Duff State Ward we're looking at. We're talking with Ian Mune about Ebb Tide, which is the last novel of Robert Louis Stevenson, so we're looking at one of those. And we would love them all to be New Zealand writers, but it's not been a tradition for New Zealand writers to write this style.
The films are aimed at 8 to 18 year olds, and at least half will be made in New Zealand. Tom Parkinson says his own track record, along with the successes of other New Zealand companies and people within the industry, have helped bring the deal off. And he says the huge variety of New Zealand landscapes, the speed at which New Zealand film crews can work, the low overheads of small production companies are all attractive to international film investors.
The main thing we've got to do in New Zealand is have a continuous successful films. In the same way, the Australians are every year have two or three good, solid mainstream hits. That's what we've got to have.